Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at Hero.co with code IHEART. That's Hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on Hero.co.
I seen Archie Gray with the armband, first game of the season. De Zerbi, I really like your patterns of play. Stop f***ing about, bro.
Oh, hey, Ozzy rules. That's real, you know. That is real life, bro. Yeah, but we can just, you can fly kick, man.
Where's my Coke? Did you take my Coke?
Coca-Cola, boys.
You took my, where is it?
It's gone. There's this much left.
Oh, sorry, wait, what are we doing? What's this one? Just a normal show?
Yeah, yeah, we'll start a normal show and then thing afterwards. Dan is, he'll be here in 10 minutes.
Roll on, roll off.
So there's only one.
No Sunday league, you've got 10 players in the rest.
You just got to start.
Goal.
Yeah, for real.
If one happens,
that's one of the worst.
That hurts, man.
That's one of the worst. Like, you need a lot of heart, though. Because there's man that try to fold before the game.
I'll be real, that's happened to me in 2 games and we won both the games. All you have to do is keep it 0-0 when you got 10 men. The extra man makes it mad.
Hey, you see when you see my man just.
Yeah, you see him in the jogging.
Hey, hurry up, man. Yeah, head loss.
I was that guy before still.
That guy that turns out it?
You put in the shift when you land though, innit? They run hard, that's what I'm saying, bro. When they land in, no more.
You have to do a...
Did you say before? Madness.
Yeah, when I was young though. Like
have you ever been on time for Filthy?
Yeah, I'm always on time.
He's here today, he pulled up in like a shirt thing today. Oh,
yeah. Man said a shirt thing. No, it's a two-piece.
Ah, that's cold, that's cold.
It's a two-piece.
Listen, yeah. Sharp.
Like your hair.
Steve-O, well done.
All right, you know what though? While I'm here, can I ask you a question? Because I watched your show, by the way, Channel 4.0, sick, yeah?
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, for try to get a Jamaican. So I see you testing everyone.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd test you and see how Jamaican you are. So I've got some Jamaican proverbs.
The way you're saying Jamaican is really rattling me. Jamaican.
That rattles you. Wait until you hear me try and say these proverbs. Yeah? Okay.
So you're going to tell...
I'm going to tell you a proverb and you've got to tell me what it means.
Okay.
Oh God, there we go. So what does this mean? I know everything good for nyam, good for tick.
Hey, I'm not translating to English.
Bro, we're not doing this today.
No, that's, I like this though.
I know everything good for nyam, good for tick.
So what he meant is not everything good for nyam, good for tark.
Tark, it's T-A-A-K, that's tark. Oh,
He is the whitest Jamaican man I've ever known.
Not everything that's good to eat is good to talk. That's the translation. But if I had to tell you what that meant, I'll be honest, I don't really know. But
get into the red square.
Come on, my brother.
I feel like a lot of patois is pretending to understand for us English people. It is though. My Jamaican family's from St. Mary's country.
Same.
Yeah. You see, when my uncle comes up to me, yo, I'm like, yeah. 100%.
No,
the proverbs.
He probably said that to me.
That one meant, do not repeat everything you hear. Not everything good for nyam.
To eat.
For tark.
Okay.
Yeah?
Don't get
Lord it. Of mercy.
Don't get right.
But this on, one.
Lord of mercy.
This one, if you want good, your nose have a run. If you want good, your nose have a run.
So if you want good, your nose has to run.
Yeah.
It's a song as well. If you want good.
I still don't get it.
So, in order to achieve your goals.
You got to work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why does your nose have to run?
Because when you're working hard, nose is running, bro.
Not in Jamaica.
Yeah, boy. It gets hot.
He's hot.
Yeah. These proverbs, where are they from?
Jamaica.
No, but where Is that the internet?
This is a Jamaican proverb.
But that's a Jamaican. There's a song. If you aren't good, you know. Like, hey, by the way,
he's well into the red square right now. That red. Oh, you are not Jamaican. He's Ghanaian.
I literally am though.
Like, listen.
You don't. There's Jamaican man on the roadside that don't know a lot of things about Jamaica.
Right, here we go. There's one more. Last one.
How Jamaican is he though? He's given all the questions.
Brother.
He's fully Jamaican.
Brother.
He can't be.
You cannot.
He cannot be.
My mum would not allow my hair to look like that. That's how Jamaican I am.
Wow. But your mum wouldn't even allow you to speak like that.
There you go. That's it. She'll kiss her teeth. She'll lick me down for having my hair like that. Simple.
Okay.
You're French. Yeah, that man get away with a lot.
I don't care.
Sister,
you're telling
man
me
there.
About right. A culture that you're
anyway,
not even a part of.
You sit back and shut the fuck up, yeah?
A man is not even a part of no culture.
Anyway, last one.
Look at him. He sounds like one. Phil Mitchell.
He's painting his hair on. That could never work in my house. I'm from London, yeah?
No, you're not,
I'm from London, yeah?
Oh, my
you wanna
God.
He wants to put on the accent. Bruv, go and paint your hair with your picky beard, bro. You should not be leaving your house looking
it
like that.
Good.
Simple as that, bro. he's 25 years old, have to paint his hairline on, bro.
That's cool,
it's long.
Bro. Take your house. I've seen you like a gingerbread
right,
man.
Last
before,
one. Mm-hmm. Last one, right.
Ask him for assistance like in school. He needs a TA.
This ain't a Jamaican website. Like, Jamaicans don't
this
put
is
proverbs.
This is the proper
proverbs.
That proverb was a Jamaican song, the last one. You have to know that one.
Don't make goat man mad.
Don't make goat man mad.
Don't make a goat man for fetch bread tree.
So what he meant to say was don't make goat watchman for breadfruit tree.
I have no idea about what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get it. Don't make goat watchman for breadfruit tree.
Yes.
Still don't get it, man. I don't like breadfruit.
How, you're never gonna get
don't
it.
Put I don't, like breadfruit. Don't put an unsuitable person in an important position.
That makes sense though.
100%.
Like, don't put a cricketer on a football pitch. That's what I would have said.
Don't put a cricketer on a football pitch. There must be a cricketer that can kick ball though.
Not like a footballer.
There is. Ian Botham.
Like tennis, bro?
Pay for England. Nah, play professionally and played for England cricket. Play for Scunthorpe. Ian Botham, one of the most talented sports people England ever produced.
Do you know who we do know who someone is though? Someone that's actually not here today. Now, last week I watched the episode. Amazing. You lot spoke about flavours and certain flavours that you have at carnival. And when you take gal home, they taste of certain flavours, this, that and the other. And there's one person after this talk about flavours that's not here today. And it's due to the salmonella outbreak. I don't know if you heard about the salmonella outbreak. It was a salmonella outbreak. Is that how you say it? Salmonella?
Yeah.
It was a massive outbreak. A lot of people got ill. And apparently you can get it from various different things like chicken. And apparently...
We know that Margs either ate chicken, fish...
Or salmon. Probably ate salmon.
You mean salmon?
Salmon.
Who's
Salomon?
Salomon?
Why are you eating him?
What, you don't know about Salomon?
What's
the fish?
Salomon? A salmon, bro.
Oh, no, a Salomon.
Bro, what are you
Wait,
doing?
Wait, sure, you eat Salomon, though, eh?
Salmon's all right.
Salomon Grande?
What, so what?
I just keep waiting for a man to say Rondon.
Oh, you're for real? Yeah, it's salmon.
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 I might be being bare English, but it's...
Salomon is a man's salmon. Name. So if you're eating Salomon, you need to
not
do it anymore.
And the only Salomon I know is Salomon Grande, born on Monday. Maybe I'm showing my age now, boy. But that was old school.
But boys, Margs has salmonella.
He's not here.
Has he really?
Yeah.
That's dangerous, bro.
So what, did he eat that Salomon that's not cooked properly?
Bro, we don't know what he ate, but he didn't eat Salomon, bro. Stop saying it. If Margs was here, he'll box you for saying he ate Salomon.
What did he eat, bro?
I don't know, bro.
He must eat something, though.
Like we said, chicken, fish, or...
I was alluding to the fact that since they want to eat the front so much, I think that they decided to flip reverse.
Hey, dude, I was on his Instagram the other day. Sorry, side note. But I think he went to go and eat at Jamie Oliver's.
It's Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay was there.
He went to Jamie Oliver's restaurant the other day. So I don't know, did he catch Salomon or not from this? Hey, bro.
Listen,
yo. Hey, Lippy, just
come on, let's talk football.
And
come
this
on.
Is all because of.
Yeah, please.
Well, because of carnival, I reckon it will happen. Did you go carnival? Did you go carnival?
No, I don't go to them.
No, I went carnival.
No.
Did you go carnival?
Did you go
using a mask or something?
How'd you find it?
It's all right.
I didn't go. Did you go?
I didn't go the for the first time.
The mask doesn't work.
What do you mean?
Bro, I don't, it's mad.
Am I chatting?
Bro, it's mad. I feel like if I put the mask on, it makes
Let
it
me
clearer.
Tell you a story about him and the mask. Yeah? So we, not like that, not mad. That's just, I mean, it's probably mad.
Yeah, that was great. After the salmonella outbreak.
Hey,
come on,
no,
man.
He looked at you in the
I
way.
Do a monthly event with my dogs, yeah, producer link up. Yeah, and there was a rumor, there was a rumor that Scorcher might be there. But I look to the back, I just see this guy in a mask that could be no human on earth other than Scorcher. And he's there thinking he's blending, you know. Then he's taking off his mask and there's been no reaction. Because obviously, man, everyone knows. Come on, bro. Like I said, he's got his plait hanging through the mask. Flipping lightning tattoo, rare. Come on, bro.
What was it going to be?
I thought I was being so
you
slick.
You thought you was blending in, bro.
Slippy.
Four.
You want worse than that? You know HC Pod? HC Pod, myself and Chucky. It's a proper friendly podcast. You sit down and watch it with your family. So we asked Scorcher to come down to our live show. He came to the live show in a belly.
No, because it was out of town.
It was out of town. Boys, I got to do the Sunday league thing. You know, when the player finally pulled up.
He's pulled up, yeah? He's pulled up. Where's the ref? Ref, tell him when he can come on, please. All right, Dan, they tried to say you had salmonella, like Margs.
Yeah.
What, Margs had salmonella?
Yeah, before carnival as well.
What did he eat, John?
He went to Jamie Oliver's restaurant.
And what did he eat?
Salmon. He ate salmon? Yeah. I thought that's what you get.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
But boys, we have not introduced Scorch. I know he feels like family, filthy family, but Scorch in the building right now. Big up.
Come
Scorch.
On, Scorch. Yeah. It's his family though.
Scorcher is family. That's why it's only right that we speak about Spurs Newcastle. 2-0 to Newcastle. Your game before was 3-0 to somebody. Who was that? That was Brentford.
No, it was first round of the...
Oh, we don't talk about that. Oh, man. Oh, you cannot get in Carabao fixtures. Round one. Yeah. But listen, chat to me, bro. Before we speak about these games, I didn't really speak to you pre-season. How was you feeling after your transfer window? Mateus Fernandez, Tonali.
Nah, you know what? I think the window was good. I think Spurs fans are getting way carried away. Like, man think it's FIFA. Like, you could just chuck 8 new men into the first team and it's just, like, they're human.
You can't even do that on FIFA. Because the chemistry wouldn't work.
Chemistry would mess up.
Yeah. Like, he played Ultimate Team.
I can't see it. Yeah, Ultimate Team
there.
Is not
there no more.
You see Gallon all that. Man.
There's no chemistry.
Oh, no,
there
is, but it's not Green Lions. It's different.
But yeah, like, I just think it's going to take a sec. But the problem is, like, you see De Zerbi, he's been backed differently. Like, forget even for like a Tottenham manager, like just as a manager in general. He's been backed.
I like that though. I think that's a good thing though.
Yeah, no, so he needs to do his thing.
That's what.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, bro, listen. He's got 10 games to figure it out. We're going to just, yeah, cool. You better get Europa League.
You've got no choice.
You
got no choice.
You better get Europa League. Anything else is unacceptable. I don't want to hear it. And you brought this guy, this non-foot. Bro, this make-a-wish thing. Why have we got Mudryk at my club?
You got Mudryk?
We got Mudryk. Yeah. Wait, and Tosin.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what?
Hell?
We are. We're the top. Like, we are still
the Zangers.
We're still shooting Stardog. Get me? Like, we are the top.
You
sellers.
Know why you got Mudryk, innit?
Yeah. But so this is why you better do your thing. Like, you want to bring man that don't play football into the club. Because you used to train them, man. Bro, You better do your thing. You better do your thing.
I thought they were going to finish Champions League prior to seeing them. So you now see, I know it's going to be a long, long road for them.
I don't see nothing clicking at Tottenham any earlier than the back end of October.
Yeah, October.
Nah, you know why it won't be too late? Because I seen, for instance, I seen Conte come in November and Tottenham get top four. Not that I'm saying we're going to get top four, but I'm saying you've seen that. Like, you've seen, when did Amorim go? Good way into the season.
They was in the top four though, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Tottenham was like 12th when Conte came.
What do you think about them getting rid of Jed Spence?
I don't look at it. I don't really look at it as we got rid of Jed Spence. I think he's, you got a choice between Porro and Spence. They're total different profiles of player. And if you're backing the manager, you go with the profile that he lacks, because Jed Spence has to start somewhere. Like he's above sitting on a bench of a team finishing 17th. That's, you get me? So I'm happy for the young black boy. Especially, I rate his thing as well, going to
World Cup.
Big club.
Italy, and that's these.
Well. You know it is?
Better than AC.
Back-to-back 17th place finishes, still got to spend 320 million. But since then, played two, scored none, conceded five, bottom of the league.
Jesus.
It is real. Horrible. I think a lot of people on the show have faith in Tottenham. It might be a bit different now after the first two games, but couldn't really call them crazy for it. Some very interesting signings.
Are you the type of person that if you get beat by someone, so there's two types of people. If you get beat by someone, you either want, you wish hell for them forever, or you want to get beat and you say, you know what, I want them to win. So at least I got beat by a team that's done decent, right? So when Spurs sort of relegated us, because it was between us two, I'm hoping that Spurs, you know what, let them go on. So at least we got relegated. Yeah, that's how I think. That's what I'm saying. There's two people. You're obviously the opposite.
What did I say to you?
West Ham.
They didn't even play them.
What did I say? You're about West Ham. There you go. So I'm saying there's two types of people, right? So I wanted Spurs this season to say, you know what, if we're going to go down for you, at least make it worth it.
They didn't go down for you, though. You didn't go down.
But I think they're genuinely going to do well, though.
We went down for Spurs. It was between West Ham and Spurs.
Did do it for them, though. But I hear what you're saying.
I know what you mean. Hang on.
If you know what I'm saying, there's no need to question it.
No,
let's get used to that.
Let me continue. I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I just think they don't dare.
We know what we're saying, innit?
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, articulate better, please. Make me understand. But what I'm saying is, so that being said, whether we went down for them or to them or whatever the fucking wording is, I wanted Spurs to go on and do really well. So at least it meant something to me. That's all.
I understand
that.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So the fact that they're now getting smashed every week, it hurts me. Because I don't even think we would have got smashed like this.
You can't be that kind of football fan. It don't even make sense.
God, in what sense?
No, like, I don't, like, if you beat me,
you want hell for them.
But if your team gets the better of my team, I want the worst for you.
No, but
forever.
It is, Steve-O. That makes sense in a tournament. Like, I lost to you lot in the quarters. Yeah, I hope you go on to win it. Man said, go have a good 38 games.
That's got mad for 10.
You're mad.
I don't think those Spurs, like, losing whilst they're finding their feet is mad, though, car. Like, tell me if I'm wrong. I swear, like, man, you get embarrassed at the start of every season for recently, like, a good couple recent years.
No, man, you on this
they
panel.
Just, oh, they just get Jesus. Pricked at the
is
start
Is that your
of
bar,
season.
Though, Scorch? Man U, that ain't your bar. We don't look at Man United nowadays and think, if it was a Man City or Arsenal getting beat every season, we'd say, okay, well, at least they go on to be champions.
No, Steve-O, sir, let me just stop you there. You're confusing it. Where?
There.
Thank you.
So you got to start. You got to just start from there. Where shit.
That's good.
And as well, we're being where cops.
But I'll be honest with you, I don't think you lot are going to be this season.
I genuinely think
that Spurs are going to finish seventh, and that's me talking as an Arsenal fan. I'll be honest.
You know
with
what? I don't
it's
know.
Shaky start.
Last year, their home form was horrendous. Three home wins, and one of them was on the last day of the season. Get out of trouble. The home form, considering that beautiful stadium.
I can't see any De Zerbi team going 38 games that bad.
Bro, I can't
see it.
I can't see it.
But no, they're using that Beyonce money, bro. All that, them stadiums sold Jay-Z, out and stuff.
5th of September, baby.
It's gone, bro. They bought Tossin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, but I'm saying they're using the money. They're backing the manager.
So I'll ask you a question then.
This manager's going to do well.
That table had them Europa League. I had them higher than Manchester United. 217th place finishes in a row. 320 million spent. Really good gaffer. What is the reasons, if there's been 217th place finishes that you lot said, irrespective of the two past seasons, we've got some good money and a good gaffer, we're going to jump 10 places. What was your reasoning for that, out of curiosity?
For me, I would say the fans have obviously a big part to play in it. And I think in terms of like the chairmen and all the people that, the secretaries that deal with the club, it has to come to a point, yeah, where you lot are just not known for...
Why did he do that? A dead end road yet again.
Where was he going? So it's not to do with the signing.
He said the secretary.
No football. That's what the fans need to know.
No, but we have to talk about the
secretary. We don't talk about secretaries here, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, they have to. We have to think about them, bro. What are we talking about?
Why? I don't think about their secretary.
Bro, no, they finished 17th twice.
No one spoke about
twice.
Twice.
Oh. Get this guy off, man.
Bro, they finished 17th twice.
Bro, I've never heard anyone speak about the secretary.
Twice.
Bro, listen, I've got a gap. I have a gap. And I don't even speak like this.
I'm
telling you, it makes sense.
Everyone was proper trying to hear your point, yeah? But me and him weren't. We knew. From when you got the ball, we knew you were. You're trying to find a way out.
All right, can I ask the same question to Scorcher?
Yeah, please ask Scorcher. So, what's the question?
The question was, obviously, you have them finishing in the Europa League position. Due to the money that they spent and the gaffer that they've got.
By the way, the money that we spent, you know what they don't talk about though? The money we brought in as well.
Okay.
Because there's a bit of a zang. Like, people think, oh, Tottenham spent 300 and that. Yeah, but we sold Bear as well this season. I think we sold just under 200 million worth of sales.
That's it.
Yeah,
amazing.
And no one breathes that. But though, that's not me making an excuse. Because Tottenham have gone super big on the wages. That's the real difference for me.
I don't really know. But what's Tonali on?
He'll be on
big racks. Big racks.
You see, for me, yeah, that would have been... Tonali was the reason I thought, okay, because Tonali is one of those players that you're like, he's a top... He can play at a top team, mm-hmm. right? I thought that last season.
Yeah.
Or maybe the season before.
Yeah, the season before, yes.
Where you're looking at him, you're like, he's a serious footballer. Him and Bruno... I saw that midfield. You know when that Newcastle midfield was clicking?
He was the better
he's
out of the two.
He's the one for me that looked the best of all of them. So I was looking at him thinking, all right, Tottenham have gone and got someone who knows what this league looks like.
But you know what I thought about that signing, why I preferred the Bruno? I like players that even if they're having a bad game, I still see them. There are certain players that when having a bad game, they disappear. And I go, oh my God, was he playing? That would never be Bruno G. You will see a bad challenge or he's moaning or he's... Whereas Tonali... There was a point where I forgot he was playing. And I was like, oh my God, Tonali's playing.
I don't know.
You don't go missing.
Can I say something? You know, when we're talking about Tottenham spending money or any team, when it comes to, we say, oh, you spent this amount. When I talk about that, I'm not on about balancing the books. I'm on about you have spent 300 million on players.
To improve your team.
To improve your team. I was saying as a club, like you're overspending, or when we used to talk about Wenger, how he doesn't spend, it's because of the stadium, then I would bring into the balancing of the books. But I think when I'm talking about this team spent that amount, or City got, well, Chelsea have spent
on
a billion.
The pitch as well. The money you're talking about ain't like it's on the pitch.
Not new, not
stadium. That's why I don't want to hear no from this De Zerbi guy. He's got a lot to say. He's got a lot of philosophy. And as well, before you lot get onto your subjects, this guy that you lot all rate because he's fast, he's being a prat already. Seasons.
Van der
he's
Ven.
Had one game.
I don't rate him.
One game. One game. He's first game. He's the fastest guy in the league that doesn't want to run back. He's just watching the play unfold. And then when the guy's in our box, and he's twisting Tonali because I don't know where the left back is. He's like, oh, I'm going to start sprinting now. And he just shoots past him. But if he up the tempo, the intensity, a notch from the halfway line.
You don't rate it.
He wouldn't have scored. He's
What do you say about the five captains as well?
Huh?
The five captains.
Because we got a fake captain, him.
So he has to.
He's a fake captain, so we're talking about all these other people. We've got Archie Gray with our, what are we doing, mate, bro?
Five captains.
Archie Gray's part of the five captains.
I've seen Archie Gray with the armband, first game of the season. De Zerbi, I really like your patterns of play. Stop f***ing about, bro. You're killing it.
You know what's crazy as well? So even I looked, I looked at Spurs, maybe could, my wild card can be in Champions League. Then when I saw Archie Gray starting first game right back, I was like,
Why? And I hate when managers do that thing. You know when managers want to sign in, yeah? So they start doing insane things with their team. We got Porro right wing, Archie Gray right back. What are we doing?
It's a message.
Yeah, but I need some points, bro. 17th twice. Miss me with that clever
message. But Scorcher, I don't think it's clever. Do you know what I think is? I think those things are a message to the board.
Of course they are.
I heard that.
100%. I heard that. I ain't got the personnel.
Guess what though?
I'm playing my right back.
I'm here today on Filthy Fellas explaining this guy making us lose again.
It's true, you know.
I can only do this for so many seasons.
A word to that cup in the midweek, Savio, shall I say. Changed his name. He was all right.
Who did you not play?
Charlton, no?
Matting.
We lost to Charlton. They're a good team.
No, I just think Spurs, I still think Spurs can do well. I've watched De Zerbi tell, Arsenal beat Brighton one time. I think it might have been 3-0, no, 1-0 away from home. And in the interview, he was so confident. He was like, don't worry, when we go back to the Emirates, I know what's going on.
I was actually
and we lost
that.
3-0. Caicedo's playing right back. It was mental. So the one thing about De Zerbi, give him a bit of time.
I'll tell you one thing about De Zerbi though. I think he overrates his ability because he is one of those managers that all his plans are with the ball. Like patterns of play, passing networks, this, that. Off the ball, Tottenham aren't honest enough. The first thing you have to be, Hull have got 6 points, bro. Hull have got 6 points, not because they are, that's a design flaw, you know?
Oh my
Why is it so hard to open a buzzy? But yeah, for me, De Zerbi's got to make his teams hard to play against. Hull are hard to play against. They don't do anything sexy, bro.
They have
the Tiger cheerleaders.
They got Tiger cheerleaders. The only sexy thing sexy about them.
I see Ollie McBurney
doing a bit in the middle.
But you know, they play the old fashioned way. It's like, you earn it. Let's make ourselves hard to play against. Then we do a Cruyff turn at 60 minutes. That's how they play. Whereas De Zerbi and these kind of new coaches that are, you know, playing expansive football, their whole plan revolves around them. You know what it is? It's Hrgović Atalma, innit? It's Hrgović Atalma. Sometimes you just gotta.
That was crazy.
You just gotta walk a man down and just show your experience first. Hull are showing experience.
That's true, isn't it?
I get it. Sunderland.
Tottenham are playing like they don't know this league.
It's crazy.
Just relax, shell up.
You know what it is?
And wait.
De Zerbi seems like he's trying. You know when you get these guys, these philosophers, and they try and bring something new and. So going to your point, what you said. Sometimes, bruv, you're doing too much. And I think De Zerbi, not to show the board that he needs personnel or anything like that, he's really trying to be different. Even I see him in his interviews, he's trying to be something. And I think the levels have been reached for what we're looking for when we're trying to find new characters, mate.
Football can just be bring simple,
it
back. You know?
No, De Zerbi's like, not trying to be anything.
No, but it can be simple. Win your 50-50s, like win your challenges, win your headers, and the game will start to just turn into what you want it
but
to
De Zerbi's
be.
But De Zerbi's not a simple guy. Nothing in his career as a manager has suggested that. So he's never
simplify it. Back to basics.
But whatever he's done has been working, and he hasn't done what he suggested.
Kinda.
So no, well, sir. First of all, we all in
What's
Filthy
he
Fellas.
Done?
Well, I can get to it.
Go on.
In Filthy Fellas, we all believed West Ham were surviving, and we thought Spurs were down. How he pulled that out of the bag, I had no clue.
Oh, wow, he was also, ahead of us anyway, mate.
I didn't really believe it. Still.
The Brighton situation, he was one of the first people that I saw, because Brighton was always just a Premier League club to me. He gave them a sense of identity where I started taking a look at their personnel and the people that they signed and so on and so forth. Even when he went over to France and he took care of Marseille were a team that were no way near PSG. And when he went over there, he made it a conversation. Even the Marseille PSG games were a bit more tight. So he does install some fight. He definitely has tactical awareness. And I think that if you give him a bit of time, just a bit more time, I reckon come November, December, the managers that we're singing their praises now, it'll be a reverse come November, December.
I hear you, bro. That was nice. Don't ever touch my shoulder again, yeah? Try to boy me, yeah? Anyway. If you go back a season.
Touchy.
Two seasons, I think, maybe. Is it Lille? When Lille won the league. So you can actually challenge.
That was ages ago.
That was ages ago. Was two seasons ago, PSG won the league and the Champions League.
How long ago?
With Pepe, bro.
They won it with a Turkish guy up top.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But that weren't. That was still a while ago.
That was ages ago.
Maybe I should have touched his shoulder.
Poch was the gaffer.
But it was done. It was done. It was, yeah.
What was the point you were going to make?
Anyway, point I was going to make is you said about catching up with PSG. It can happen. It can happen with a decent team, with a decent budget, if they back you over in France, right? But with the Zerbi, I'm sorry, and then going back to the Brighton thing, I'm just ticking off your points. The Brighton thing, every Brighton manager that's gone there,
he's gone
Potter,
sick.
They've all gone there and done well because it's a system.
No, but he got them in Europe though.
Who did?
De Zerbi.
Who got him in Europe?
No, but you started saying about Potter. I started saying about De Zerbi, and that's when I started noticing players. I was noticing players way back.
But guess what? I said I.
Well, that's poor on you then. If you didn't know the players when they were there, when Graham Potter was there, that's poor on you really. Because yeah, Caicedo was there. Yeah, it's a bit poor on you really. So, you know what I mean? But, so De Zerbi for me hasn't done, I'm still waiting for him to say, okay, like, what is it?
That's I don't think he's waiting. An elite manager yet, but he's one that you have to take notice of.
Of course you do.
He's an exciting coach.
I think he's good for Spurs.
Yeah.
It's a good fit, but all of that, bro. All of this like clever shit. I need some points, bro.
You see, do you know what it is? I'm looking at all the managers Tottenham have had of late, yeah. They've had every prototype of manager. You've had the strict, rigid Mourinho, Conte-ish. Then you've gone.
Conte was good, man.
But Conte knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. I feel like the club.
He came in back three. Yeah. I seen Winks, Skip, and Højbjerg in a midfield three, and there was points on the board, bro, instantly.
But Conte for me is a top manager.
They all got a difference. So there's one difference with De Zerbi. He's actually seems probably got a bit more freedom than them guys got. Them guys all left on the strength of not being able to spend money and get players that they want. De Zerbi's been given that license. And I think once you've been given that license and them players, you need some time to let it land. And I think in the Premier League as it stands now, there's bare new gaffers, bare new players. I just don't think the results that we're seeing right now, barring Arsenal, will be the same results towards October, November, December. It will change. It will
no
start
goals,
shape.
Though.
It will
it's
set.
The goals. No
Scotch,
goals.
How
that's bad.
How long do you think this manager will last? Or how much time do you think they're going to give him? Because that's important as well.
He'll get... Like, he's making it to April. Worst
whoa. Yeah. Really?
A season, yeah?
Yeah. Because he's not as bad as that. He's not as bad as the terrorist that we had previously. Last season. And he's not as stupid as that f***ing naive guy from Australia. Like he's got.
And with this budget, boy.
No, you're going to see 100 goals and 120 conceded.
Yeah.
Get into a final and win a Europa Cup.
Yes.
Only thing you got to scream about, really, bro.
But I think he sees out the season, 100%.
I just think it's mad that if Hull win their next game, they've won as much games in the Premier League this season as you've won in the Premier League this year.
Really?
Which is mad. They've won three games this year. Hull just need to do one more to win. Mad. And then Raheem Sterling.
And they'll do it. They're doing it the right way, man.
Raheem Sterling got into an accident. He might get 3 points before these, man.
I think though, but I do think it'll pattern out though. I think he needs to find it within these 10 games though.
I think you'll lose your next
game. I think that's what he's got.
I won't be surprised.
10 games. What's the next game, Lippy?
That is Forest away.
Yeah.
I think when you spend this much money on players that are coded to that manager, like he's got ex-players, he's got players that fit the profile of what he's into. I think when you give a manager that much backing in a transfer market, you got to let him see the project.
He is that as well.
You'd be insane if you done that. You spent 300 whatever on what this guy wants, and then you're going to sack him off.
Going on to what you said though, now this is when the balance in the books comes, because in our eyes it's 300 million, but in their eyes it's the bit
it's
in between.
160, yeah.
So they might be able to play with that for half a season rather than if it was a whole 300 million, it's like, wait, we've got to let him work.
They come like the medieval times now, man. As soon as the people start talking, the writing is on the wall, Destiny's Child style, fam. If it gets very, very loud and you hear the saxophones, as much as I love De Zerbi, he will be gone.
I don't, but you know it is though. I can't see Tottenham fans as well. Like, we've been through it.
over the last 2 years. Like, we've been so through it for the last 2 years. I can't really see, like, how dare man complain. Fans. Like, no, like, man ain't gonna, like, I can't see, man, if we don't win over 10 games, yeah? I can't see man crying. What, you're settling. A terrorist, bro.
You're settling. Come on,
yeah, bro. That's what it is.
The thing is, have you seen your Spurs fans, like, online?
I stay away from Craig Mitch with when we're talking about Tottenham things. Cause me and him got different, Van der Ven's class. You're the problem. That is the problem, Craig, bro.
They're turning on each other, man.
Talk to them. Hey, Lippy, what did we say at the start of the show? We're going to start telling them to subscribe early.
Oh yeah, we did. The views are not matching up to the subscribers and the likes. So please, 10 minutes in or whatever this is, like, hype, share and subscribe.
Probably 30
now.
Minutes. Probably 30 minutes in.
About 14 and
still
a half.
Subscribe.
Let's go, people, please. Let's get it right.
Let's move on then from the pits of North London to the reigning champions of North London and the Premier League, Arsenal. It's business as usual, isn't it?
I watched it. The first half was not great, but weathered the storm. Come out there, much better second half. Left Villa Park with the 3 points, man. Steve-O.
So we had the geezer sitting there the other week, the loud one, that brought his own mic, yeah? Mm-hmm. Jay Charm, right?
Yeah. You don't like him, dude.
I love him. Thinking about it, scouted him years ago, lovely kid. But that's talk shit when it comes to Arsenal, which is true. So we sat there and we were saying, look, for me, Arsenal, they don't need, when you win the league, your next signings, obviously you buy your squad players, but I want to see a signature. I want to see, you can now pull in these players because you're champions, right? So when I'm saying that, and this guy was saying also, yeah, we need this, we're going to get this, all of the, and then I said about Solis, a lot of people around the table, even behind the scenes, were telling me that Solis is good enough to be that.
40 GA.
And I said, looking at him doing the eye test, yeah.
Oh.
I don't believe that he's that. He's a good player.
When you say that, what's that? Like top, like what?
Top draw. Top draw. When I just look at him, I go, wow. Arsenal need to get a few of them for me personally. Or they might not need it.
But
hang on. My point is, he said he is.
That's the only one that said it, by the way.
No. People agreed. He's actually good though.
He's decent.
But I'm not saying I hear your point, but I'm saying that's a quality Villa team, bro. You're moving like it's
team like that. Again, it's the eye test, John. John, stop. I'm not saying about the team he's up against. Listen, Matt.
The right back's a good right back. The season, he done really well though.
He done okay. I'm judging it. I came and said it after that, and I come back after that, and I say it even more now.
Okay, oh, what do you reckon, Lippy?
It's going to take him time, though.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's your opinion. You don't rate him, innit?
No, I do rate him.
All right, cool. I do rate him. Me, I just, the first not I marquee. See, like, I remember we played against him against Bruges. I don't think he was great. All of a sudden, he's finished with 40 GA or whatever, and now he's in an Arsenal shirt. Is where it is. I said it online, innit? I've entered that mode about how I used to be when I was a child. I always talk about when we signed Henri. I think I was 8 or 9. I didn't know it was going to happen. He was just there. Like, I just turned on the TV
and, you had a
and
guy
we now. Had an extra guy now. Yeah. So that's how I'm treating Zolis. Yeah. I think he was good in the Community Shield, good against Coventry. From them two games and the preseason games, I saw this guy is not good 1v1. He isn't. What's good about him is that he identifies that, so he tries to do things without passing the man. The difference against Villa, he tried to pass Matty Cash every time.
Yeah, no.
And it made no. There was even a point where he got the ball edge of the box in space. I think Calafiori was to the left of him. All he had to do was pass to him. Because he wanted to play his way into the game, he tried to cut pass whoever it was. They've gone and broken away and almost scored. You understand?
I
think that's when they, it was on McGinn, and McGinn wanted him to get the second yellow because he'd done it before to Matty Cash about 10 minutes ago. You feel me? So I hear what you're saying with Zolis, and you're right. He's not a marquee signing.
I hadn't finished. I spoke to you off camera about this. I just think with Arsenal, yesterday, even up until the 85th minute, Villa could have nicked a goal.
Yeah.
They could have nicked it. What? Shush, man.
I'm just agreeing.
And I just think with Arsenal, with the domination that they had, especially in that second half, if you don't have a Kai Havertz up top and you get yourself a proper killer, which we did think that my man was going to be Gyökeres, and then you do get that left winger killer, I think games look different for you, especially them tighter ones when teams are coming at you like that. I think a couple of killers, because there was times where you needed us to throw the ball behind, you didn't have it. You didn't have the guy.
Question, how many killers are there in the Prem?
In the Prem?
Not too many.
Because I don't think, like, you're saying...
No, you get young, bro. No, because you're change,
saying,
bro.
But I'm saying, you're saying, yeah, if you just get some killers, but I don't know that they're available like
that. Scorch, guess who can go and get the killers if they do it right? And that's Arsenal, the champions.
All right, can I say two things about the 2 points he's made?
There's not many teams that can.
The Tazolis argument confuses me completely because no one... It's like I purchase a local normal white T-shirt and you're expecting me to wear it at the wedding or the big ceremony. It's not. This
You've
is
replaced
the
Gabriel, bro.
It's your only top.
Let me land. He couldn't have replaced Gabriel. That's completely impossible. That's an everyday T-shirt. That's everyday jeans. When we sold Trossard and we were waiting for the Trossard signing, Tazolis was consistently spoken about, but it's almost like it wasn't given away until Trossard left. As soon as Trossard leaves, Tazolis was there. Now, from what I've seen of Arsenal, Martinelli was the A guy. Trossard was the B guy. With all the injuries that happened last season, Trossard had to play more games. Tazolis replaces Trossard. Then when we're trying to get
That's
rid of...
What I thought as
yeah,
well.
When we're trying to get rid of Martinelli, which has been happening, you can see, man are talking about Vinny, man are talking about Barcola. So the point that you're making, I believe Arsenal feel the same way. I don't think anybody, apart from Jay Charm, which is cool, he brought his own microphone, he made mistakes. I don't believe anyone thinks that that's the main guy. But when it's a lot easier to get a Trossard replacement than it is to get a main left winger. It's a lot easier. That's number one. Number two, the nature of the game yesterday, over 38 games, Arsenal are not going to batter everyone. No one's going to batter everyone. There's going to be games where you have to give credit to the opposition. Aston Villa defensively yesterday were very, very good. They stopped us on... Unai is on to us. Aston Villa were actually very good on Monday. So I have to give Arsenal more credit. All we were told last season is we're boring, we score set pieces, we can't score from open play. Within 3 games, 7 goals, all open play, and guess what? We still haven't conceded. And the goal we scored yesterday is an example of how moving and attacking right now, we are much better than last season. So I think we're answering questions this season that I never saw us answer last season, for one. And for two, when it comes to signing this marquee signing that people keep talking about, like, that's just not available. That's like Selfridge's shopping. That's like Harrods shopping, bro.
Don't you think, though, Bruno was that?
Nah.
Yeah, I think it was.
For me personally, I look at Bruno as that.
No, that's Carnaby 30. Street. That's Carnaby Street end.
Vintage.
Like, that's that end store. You know, like
not
end
Bond
store.
Street,
it's
Carnaby,
not Bond Street.
Fair,
Bond Street is, I'm getting into any club in the world.
You're not going to get
dead.
One of those.
Fair enough, you're not available. Yeah.
Them transfers take time as well.
Arsenal's like more of a TK Maxx kind of, like, you know, like you could go TK Maxx and maybe
and
you might
get
find
a Gucci
something.
Shirt.
You might get a Gucci shirt. I feel like you buy well, but really you're not, but like, I can't see what you're going to do over that left side. Once it gets there, again, you still kind of got the same problems that you had last season, attacking wise. Like, same problems.
But they're also problems that they can, that don't stop them from winning the Prem.
Not last time, but I reckon it might this time.
I don't see, who's the challenger?
Yeah. All of you lot are worse.
Blue. We're bucking them this week.
I know, but 38 games, I can't see.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But one thing's for sure, it's going to be a basketball match. When Chelsea bought them, and we'll see who's.
We're gonna batter you.
Yeah.
We're gonna batter you.
But over the 38, though, I don't. Arsenal just look too strong. Like, even if they got that same problem on the left wing
and up top,
yeah, it's a problem. But they're just gonna play. They're just gonna play Havertz.
Last season, how many goals did Martinelli score in the Prem?
Martinelli.
How many goals did he score in the Prem? Do you reckon?
Four.
He scored one.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see that problem on the last season on the left hand side? It existed. How many goals in? 38
just seconds. About won the league, though. Bro.
10 points clear is not just
in the,
about
in the end,
the
but it got down to it, bro. It got
no,
down to
it
the
got
last,
down to,
come
no,
on, bro.
It wasn't just about.
You lot should have won it more comfortably. About. And if you got a winger that scores more than one goal, you do.
No one's disputing that, but I'm
that's
asking
I'm
you
saying,
this.
Bro.
What has anybody done to compete with my team?
That's
what's
the
anybody
problem.
Done for me to go, I should be scared?
Yeah, Chelsea?
Don't be scared
then.
I'm not scared of you lot. And how many shots on target did Aston Villa have against Arsenal Monday? Frightened of what? Light skin you.
Do you apart, know, do you know how many you? Chances we missed? We could have scored 8.
Scared of light skin.
And they could have scored 8.
Scared of
I think
light
we're going to get to this. He's trying to stop us talking about Chelsea.
So as much as Villa didn't have a shot on target against us, they had a shot on target all season. Only 2 games, but that's crazy. That stinks.
What?
No Ollie Watkins though.
Terrible. Hey, Majo though.
Well,
you.
We'll see.
He's interesting.
Good. He's going to be
interesting.
Good.
He's going to treat some grown men like 20? Like Pickney.
He's 17, isn't it?
Yes. No, he's a kid at 17.
He's a kid. Yeah. Yeah, he's strong, bro.
Born in England, denied entry in.
Born in Enfield.
Big boy.
Yeah, yeah, he's a kid. He's
Chase Farm, cuz he.
Rough.
But yeah, man.
Speaking of strong defensive forces, NordVPN. It is time for the NordVPN defensive play of the week, people. NordVPN helps keep the unwanted stuff out, whether that's online or on the pitch.
Your bank details, your search history, your IP address, and depending on what you've been browsing, probably a few other things that you probably want to keep private.
Exactly. NordVPN helps keep your connection, IP address, and virtual location private while you browse, stream, and work. It's bloody fast.
And it's not just a VPN anymore. It's a next-gen antivirus that helps protect you from malware, phishing, dangerous websites, trackers, ads, and scam calls.
So basically, it's an all-in-one digital security app with VPN still at the heart of it.
But enough about digital defense. Let's talk about actual defense.
Real defense.
You'll never mention Chelsea then?
Damn. Because this week, our NordVPN Defensive Player of the Week goes to none other than Arsenal's Ricardo Calafiori. He assisted Bukayo Saka's goal. But, sorry, no, no, it is. Because you know, I'm confused right now. Because this is that wasn't a defensive play.
No, this is where...
That's why I'm confused. But he assisted Bukayo Saka's goal, not Saka, big up Asake. Instrumental in maintaining a solid defensive line, that is defensive player, I hear that, and not allowing any shots on target from Aston Villa in 90 minutes. Effectiveness as a left back in both defensive and offensive roles. Well done, Ricardo.
Boo. Yeah, I don't know.
What do you have any other defensive players of the week?
Not really. Let's ask the crowd. Who do you think has the best defensive moment that you've seen this match week? It could be in a Chelsea game, you never know. A couple last minute, last ditch tackles and that.
And tell us, moving forward as well, they should just tell us anytime they see a defensive play that deserves the Nord VPN award, let us know, fam. Because I can see some things that also happened in that Arsenal game when, like, for example, Gabriel told Mosquera when he was running back, because Mosquera came to help him with defending Jackson. It's easy, don't worry. You stand over there. This is light work. I got Jackson. And as you know, Jackson didn't score.
You need your defender to do that, you know. You see that? I like when defenders do that. Don't worry. I got this one.
I got this.
Do you know who doesn't do that? Fofana. Fofana calls. He's
trying to get through the 90s. Honestly. That's his thing.
Fofana will call 8 men to defend his man. It's dark.
No, it is. Honourable mention to Harry Maguire, who was close second for his goalkeeping abilities for the second goal against Ipswich.
Oh.
Amazing. But you can find out more about NordVPN at nordvpn.com/filthyfellas or by scanning the QR code on John's face.
They can't see your lips.
Oh, sorry.
Manchester United.
The thing is, yeah, I was in Carnival when this game was going on, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got a notification saying Ipswich take the lead, yeah? And I started going sick. I was with a Man U fan. I was just like, you're done. And then, boom, boom. You know, like every notification is just...
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could get reception like this in Carnival. He's just going boom, boom, boom. They went mad.
United lost to newly promoted Hull City last week and then had Ipswich at home on the weekend, beat them 5-2, as you said.
Who's doing the fixtures?
It's true.
AI.
Have they
2 promoted teams?
Yeah.
But 2 weeks, crazy.
I do this little show with my brother Beanos called Pundits with Passion.
Can you say that again? You do this big show.
Carry so on. I just gradual, crawl before we walk. Pundits with Passion, we're on Twitch, TikTok, all of them things. Subscribe, you don't know. But I have to watch United games with a United fan now who's physically bigger than me, better beard. Beanos, Filthy Fella as well. And I think people should watch that show to see the two kinds of football fans that there are. Because Beanos reacts to everything. Everything, yeah? Ipswich have gone 1-0 down. I mean, 1-0 up. Obviously, I think it's funny. But I know it's Old Trafford. I've seen this loads of times. I know you're going to win. I know you're going to wreck. You get me? Ipswich, you have the fourth goal, fifth goal. It's going crazy. See that on the next Monday now, me vs Villa, calm and collected through the whole thing. I didn't stand up or anything. Little fist pump celebration. So I'm smooth. Beanos is shaky. But yeah, we're talking about United right now. Definitely an improvement from last week. I was thinking, why is it so quiet right now? There's no United fans on the panel. Yeah, no. Just how I like it.
Mad.
Miles has got salmonella. Get well soon. But don't come back soon. Much better this week. But I think a large part of the reason they were better is my cousin, Kobbie Mainoo, who Margs hates as well. So I'm glad he's not here because Margs would be doing up. It's my opinion. You're going to kill me for it. He was quality. I questioned how we'd be next to Tielemans. And he was very good.
You know what? Listen, in the Premier League, especially this season with the way the refs are going to let things flow, you're going to see a lot of end-to-end stuff, right? And I love it. I'm here for it. And every team's good. Like from the bottom team to the top team, they can take points from each other. So we're going to see a lot of points getting taken. The one team I do see is you lot because Arteta's got you lot so on it. Although some of the players, some of your star players don't like that, by the way. So that's a whole other thing to talk about. But back to United. I saw them doing triangles. I saw them doing beautiful triangles. And it was the kind of triangles I saw that when my man come on, Santos, the ones he was doing with Chelsea with Casado, by the way. But before he even come on, I see Tielemans, Fernandes, Mainoo doing little triangles and they were playing. I seen them getting it out to Rashford. I think a couple more games with Rashford and a bit more belief. He starts scoring goals because this league is easy for him. He's that good. So I think United can do it. But you know what I see their problem still being? And I see all these teams that don't have a striker. That's why Chelsea look like they're going to be on it for me. And Liverpool as well, by the way. They don't have a vocal point up top.
Give me that.
They don't have a vocal point up top.
Give me that.
Mbeumo, for me, is lacking confidence. Mbeumo of 2 seasons ago, even at the start when he went United, where it was pretty much on him, he was striking balls and like 1-2-3.
Scored a very good goal.
Decent, yeah.
Short on board though.
I think he's lacking a bit of confidence, which it will come. I think it will come. So it might help them out, but I still feel they need, which I thought Sesko this year, seeing the weight he had put on everything, I thought he was going to be their vocal point, but
give me that.
Nah, I think they need a vocal point.
Why have they not given him a chance to actually start and
he
play?
Come on and he was shit.
Who, Sesko?
Yeah.
Coming on as a sub.
Shocking.
Sometimes is difficult. Do you know what I'm saying? But you gotta give man opportunity.
Don't you think this team is just so protected? Like
we just spoke about
a solid Arsenal 1-0 win. Like it was a disgrace. But we saw United doing triangles against Ipswich at home. Like I just think
I don't even know what he was talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
Triangles is a normal thing you do in football. Right. I've seen flipping everyone does that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's not a point that you bring up because really? United played well.
What? So one sec. Hey, Barlet. But the chairman and the secretary.
This is the kind of football you want.
But the chairman and the secretary.
Triangle.
Idiot.
You can tell he played non-league when he was 40.
Idiot.
You can tell.
Idiot.
Terrible. That's the highest.
You're the only one that never made it, here, bruv. Allow it.
I didn't make it.
Cut your beard, man.
Yeah, triangles in
patchy beard.
Thing.
Patch.
That's normal, bro.
It's not normal. That's not normal.
Hey, boys,
no, but I think Steve-O's point is...
Last week, we had a go at their midfield. So this week, I'm saying the midfield looked like they were flowing. That's what that meant.
Loons isn't here.
Sorry, when Kevin came in and they played against Man City, we saw the triangles. We saw Kobbie bossing it.
That's a Kobbie thing, by the way.
Because last week against Hull, they didn't do it.
They lost the game.
Did Kobbie play last week?
Why is he even here? Is this team not in the championship?
That's where it is, you know.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the difference.
You want control of a game,
You need Kobe.
100%.
I'll be real, because he gets that ball. You know, like them little passes that look like they're not really doing anything. Just, you know, when you pass back and forth between the same player three times, but he's just waiting, just moving the puzzle around quick, and boom, boom, round the corner. And Santos has got that ball around the corner as well. They're waiting, and you're out.
So realistically, make it about Kobe. They're not back because they're doing triangles.
Yeah, it's that. That's the reason.
Have a word.
What the hell? What the hell?
What are you talking about?
Let's just move past it, man. No way, man.
You're stupid, bro.
No way, man.
Honestly, clown.
Head's gone.
It's not even funny.
1-0 Wicco.
Your head's gone.
Do you know what?
But let's talk about something that happened in that game. That Beenos denied until the next day. United's second goal. I was absolutely disgusted. Beenos was lying. But then we saw something about the rules the next day, which is bizarre to me. So basically, I'm just going to say it the hater way. You're allowed to handball it if the next contact is with the next player and it's our own goal, literally.
You're allowed to, if the ball gets onto your hand and it doesn't lead to the goal, then they can play. Then they can play on. If the handball directly leads to the goal, then they call
that,
it.
That directly led to the goal.
No. He shot and then the next one went to the goal. But it's subjective, isn't it?
The first touch was with his
leads to the goal. Like, I don't even know if that's relative.
Yeah,
if you handball it,
it leads to the goal. Bro, the next touch after that touch was the shot.
And then
the
deflects.
Shot after that. Yeah, but that's...
leading to the goal.
No.
Yeah.
Well, not subjective.
No, it is. Once again, this team... Broski, I've heard us talk about legal Arsenal corners. Disgusted, but my man's allowed to do X-Pac sign. First touch.
It was the X-Pac.
Bro, we did this. The ball came, he went like that.
Bro, Arsenal, they're very light. This is what they're going to be like all season.
Lippy, it feels like if this was the ball, if I threw it at you...
Throw it at me.
It hits you, and it hits off Dan. It's a goal.
That's what he done.
That's what he done. Go.
And then it comes off the goal.
That's
the law. It happened to Declan Rice one time with us. He's gone through, I think it was against Sheffield United, so it's a few seasons back. It's literally, he's tackled, it's come off his hand, but then he's run through, didn't pass the ball, slotted it, but because that directly left, he would have passed it, that wouldn't have counted as a direct lead to goal. Sense.
What if his hand was out there?
But it's dumb.
Does your body have to be in the thing?
I think it has
it's
to
not about
be
making
deliberate.
Sense, it's about what is the law.
I know,
so
but...
I told you the law.
No, the law's stupid, though. That law's stupid. That's stupid.
Things. The law we've seen now, because I don't think they thought about incidents like this when they were talking about that. They were thinking about like a handball, ricochet, and it goes mad. That is just... Because now, you can't do it on purpose. So man can't blame Harry Maguire, but... As a rival fan sitting there watching a game 1-1, and then that happens, that's like, rah, man.
Bit that all doesn't make sense.
And by the way, we all thought it was handball watching it. We said they're going to bring it back. But then once they explain the rule to you, you're like, oh.
Yeah, but it's a dumb rule.
It's a dumb rule. It's really stupid. They're like, for example, there's so much things they're clamping down on, and it's just like, well, you didn't need to clamp down on that. Like, no one's asking for this rule. There are so many rules in football.
I think it's more, the game, it was going so far to the point where they were going to
stop.
Yeah. So they're trying to make it to the point where, like...
I don't deny any of that, but I'm saying there's other things that you can do. There's other rules that they've got that makes the game flow, which I love. But handball is just not part of it for me. I think the goalkeeper can handball it. And I think if it goes offside, someone can pick it up. But as for in-game, pretending that your chest is Marg's belly on belly touch, and then it's really your right hand, like, this doesn't make sense.
That should be banned, though, belly touch.
Belly touch needs to get
belly
banned.
Belly touch is Marg's. That's Marg's team.
It's banned in three different leagues anyway.
But listen, the reason why the rule is stupid is because the rule is if there's a handball, accidental or not, the goal is ruled out. Our own goal is still a goal. Simple. That's why I thought no matter what, it's going to be ruled
100%.
Out. 100%. But obviously United cheating to beat promoted sides, it's nothing, isn't it?
You've
seen this, isn't it?
It's mad. I don't know. If I was a Man United fan watching that, for the first two goals, I'd be a little bit worried. But then after that, they punish these guys. Yeah, the only thing that looks really bad for me is their defence. The concentration level is terrible.
Luke Shaw looks like he's ready to...
I can't believe it's still that back four. I can't believe that back four has been intact for so long.
And by the way, is Martinez meant to be good?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
According to Menace and all these, man.
He's only good against Argentina. When he's playing for Messi... Oh my god.
That's all Argentinians though. The ones that blue and white goes on,
bro,
they are
nuts.
Different.
Because he looked like a different person to who I saw in America. Different.
Yeah, 5'5 or something. Like, you're not going to be good.
You play centre back. Martinez. What is the crack of Martinez? Because I'm talking about the mistake he makes at the end, which allows them. Shout out to Chuba Akpong though, getting his first goal in Premier League.
My boy.
But like, I just looked at that situation. I'm like, you're 5-1 up. Why are you lacking concentration?
When you take risks, which he does on the ball, you're going to make mistakes. But the way I see him splitting that midfield with his passing,
he absolutely...
That's why he's in the team. That's why he's
who,
in the team.
Maguire? No.
And he can defend.
Martinez.
And he can defend. And he gets the team going. So you're going to make a mistake. I think in this modern day, you're going to make a mistake.
Do you know who needed that game? Because I was starting to contemplate what I'm doing with my fantasy. Bruno. I was looking at Bruno.
Ah, Fernandes.
I was looking at Bruno thinking, are you like... kind of tuning out a little bit up, but it's just the first game he just went for.
He needed it, yeah, he did. Yeah, he 100%.
If I'm a United fan, seeing Bruno up and running like that, I'm all right.
He went crazy. Danny done his thing yesterday. Liverpool, loons is Liverpool. Another draw for Iraola.
Before you get to that, can you just encourage United fans? Because you know they're going to go mad. Encourage them to leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, all that stuff.
Yeah, United fans, they're going to do it anyway. Oh, not giving us our flowers. We beat Ipswich. What are you talking about? So, yeah. Cast me in the comments, United fans. I'll mash up any of you.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Liverpool... Another draw for Iraola, a point rescued at Anfield. Liverpool look good at times, but I think, let me land. I think I want to start with the positives before I kill them. I like Jacket, Potato, JK.
He's better than what I thought.
Yeah, so. He is. Yeah, I like him. Like you said, with the punch into the midfield and all of that. Yeah. I like Liverpool. My dad's fought Liverpool. You get me? But I don't think they're ready, man.
They're not.
I don't think they're ready. Could it be the shape?
It's the whole... I think they're stuck in between different
ideas.
Managers, different ideas, yeah. Different ideologies. I don't think they know yet. Areola wants to play a high-press, old-school kind of early Klopp. Type of football,
but like half,
but only like I don't, I'm not sure where the press takes place, yeah. But it's high, yeah. But the pitch, like, I'm not sure where the trigger is. I'm not sure it's as soon as that right,
but yeah,
he's saying on them, and this the team's like, you know, it's dangerous. You can't just start running towards people with the ball. You don't know.
Van Dijk's really not trying to do this.
That's yeah, not he's anymore. Not trying to I don't do want to defend on the half line one up anymore. I want to have a slightly deeper block. The team's older than what they were. But Liverpool just look like they're stuck in between like two different modes, and whatever team they're playing is just punishing them. They're getting punished, you know?
You know who I think is not a problem, but I think that when people are thinking of Liverpool, like we got who they got their players on that, I think they got the idea of Alisson in their head. But yeah. I don't think Alisson we got today is the same.
And it's not none of them.
You know what it is with Alisson? You see, like before, yeah? He'd win you games. Do you know what I'm saying? Like now he's just maybe not losing games, but there's goals. Like he used to save all the things he should save. And then on top of that, he makes some saves. Like what's happened there? He's just doing normal goalie stuff now.
Yeah,
and maybe sometimes being an old man.
But I think in front of him defensively, they're not.
The whole team is older now. And even when you look at how Klopp had it, when Klopp had it, like Mane was ducking you down. If you had the ball, he was ducking you down. If you didn't have the ball, you're chasing him. Like they were gone. And that whole span's gone.
No, it is as well. They're, for me, one of their best players last season, Dominic Szoboszlai. Really like him.
He needs to play right back and done.
Him and Kirk has same trim. And David Raya. It's not on, bro. Mm. Let me land. Remember I told you about Szoboszlai? That's Hungarian. That's meant to be from the mud, village, potato, everything, all of that. He's not meant to be designer, rare, tear, pretty. You understand that? He's got the tech, but what makes him good is his pace, his power, the conviction.
Papa, running power.
Bro, he's just so flash and rich. And I feel like, bro, when he got the equaliser at Newcastle the other day, he started going like that.
He wasn't trying to win the game.
Yeah, I just feel like they don't understand where they are. Like last season, we drew at the Emirates with them. He was pointing at the gold badge on his shirt to say we're champions.
But you're losing the
league. Look where you finished, bruv. Yeah. So now you're not pointing at anything. No one's even talking about him. Who are you talking about?
Hey, you know, when he done that, I thought it's not really that kind of
equalizer. It's not that kind of game, bro. Yeah.
Can I be honest? Football nowadays, I was watching a game the other day. No, I was watching highlights of Yap Stamp. And the amount of tackles he made.
That's weird, I was watching
the amount of tackles he made, and I was waiting for him because of modern day football.
To get,
yes!
Yeah.
There was none of that.
Nope.
So footballers have now become so performative because they know about clips. Believe it or not, they're thinking about getting clipped.
100%.
So that there is a part of that.
Clip. Do it in the moment. I saw Bruno Gamirez do one.
Yeah.
You've just come.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The next thing he's going to do is kiss
No, but that's the thing. He's trying to hype himself. No, but hear this. He's trying to hype himself like into the whole Arsenal idea. Bro, so Szoboszlai is one of the reasons that is going to drag them back to where they need to be. You don't need them doing that.
They're all doing it though, Lips. I think
everyone's doing it.
Every tackle is that, and it's like, hang on, bro. Like, what's his name? Roy Keane. Roy Keane says it. That's your job. Like, why are you doing a tackle and doing all of this? I understand when that moment does come. 90th minute, 0-0, 1-0.
Do you know what kills
me? But not every time.
You see that in the 80th minute when the Arsenal lot are defending well, you will see Gabby doing that one. God,
yeah, but it's
look
the,
at
the
crowd.
It's
and I'm like, bro,
yeah, but you're saying
just
that,
focus.
Bro. It's for a reaction. If you're doing it and you're defending and it's nil and your sheet is clean, you have the right to do that. If you've scored an equaliser at the end where you know there's no time to go and win,
that's enough.
You go and do this, that's not about Liverpool. That's about me. And that's the wrong thing to do. Because when Gomez goes rare, yeah, it is performative. But you can be performative for the right
he's
moment.
Captain. He's a captain for him.
Yeah,
and to be fair, his role wasn't that big anyway. It was more like a relief. But I think Liverpool are having various problems off the field. I saw Isak walk off the field, give his jersey to a young kid, and a grown man stole it, and they had to negotiate the jersey going back to the kid. So I've never seen Liverpool fans do that. I don't see Liverpool fans doing that.
You see this Liverpool that I'm seeing at the minute, yeah? Like, when you just kind of just chill out a bit, and you look at like Kirk Hayes,
dead.
Frimpong,
dead.
Jackie, who looks good. And then like you got the young boy who I like, but he's a young boy. Like
and
you start
on Gamoa.
Not on the right.
Like you start adding it up here, and it starts feeling a little bit like
Europa.
Two more windows, and this is Hodgson, Rogers.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because you know what is Klopp confused, man. Klopp has zanged a lot of people.
Thank you. Go
into
on.
Reimagining.
Go on.
What Liverpool is.
So I just want to say this. When you talk about Liverpool currently now, are they potentially just feeling the pain of their previous gaffer? Because they haven't won a game since 25th of April. And I'm saying, if they're carrying on that form this year, could that potentially be their previous gaffer and he has to sort of like shake off yesteryear in order for them to move forward?
Yeah.
I think it's about this point, but Scorch, you said something there. Klopp. And having them... What was the word you used?
Like Klopp made people reimagine what Liverpool is. He zanged them.
Here's my thing. A few years back, and I think I used the wrong term, but we was here and I've said it on a lot of shows I've been on about Liverpool having an average team, but you Klopp, right, okay. But maybe average was a bit out of order. Good players. Good players, but great team, right? Mm. So when you talk, I had an interview with Trent and Trent told me he used to get in at like 2 hours before training, and he said every player would be in there already. And he said that's unheard of at football. Maybe you get one or two, and then guys get called busy. But he said the whole team was in early doing extra bits, and the whole team stayed behind. The whole team went out for the players do. Like he said, that squad was an actual team. So when you can afford to have a couple of good players, but that understand the mission. So I think once Klopp goes, just like when Fergie left, Fergie was 20% for United and Klopp was that good as well. So I think once he goes, I think like you say, Klopp had people zapped. And now, I know he the guy won it the next year, but again, that was like a fall off. That, like, you had a little bit of Klopp left, yeah? And now we're seeing
what they truly are.
Where Liverpool really are.
And you know what as well, Steve-O? Mm. If you actually see when my man Slot won the league, yeah? The first thing he done was just the exact same thing as Klopp with a new voice. Yeah. Second half of the season, when they kind of had the league in the bag and he started doing his own thing, they started falling off.
Yeah.
The minute that they stepped away from the Kloppism.
But then Liverpool started doing things they don't do. So now Amazon's involved with them. That's not for the people. I've never seen Liverpool spend that much bread and bring in that type of personnel since they've been a top club. That's not their thing. Do you know where I'm coming from? Like, for me, when I was back in the day, look at Zara, top man. When I went Harrods, I was out of my depth. I didn't know what was going on. And I'm just saying, then I went Harrods far too early.
Amazon a player?
No, Amazon Prime. You know,
what have they done with that?
Well, they've brought in Jeff Bezos is over at Liverpool now. That's not the people. He's got some shares into the
club. No way.
So I'm just saying, I just don't see how that's...
Well, you think Amazon's inhumane?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos anyway. I don't know. Liverpool got their own problems. I don't even think they can solve it. I think it's how football works. You go here, and they were the best team in the world for a bit. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, that was the hardest team
to
play against. They were nightmares, bro. Mm-hmm. They were just sprinting everywhere, bro.
But you know what? Chelsea's Jose Mourinho showed everybody in 2004-05 how to start winning the league. Where do you start from?
Defence.
Cech, Carvalho, Ferreira. Terry. He had already had Terry. You went and got Ashley Cole the following year. That has to be the foundation. That Liverpool side, their defence, which has been so good to them, just started disintegrating. Both fullbacks are gone now, I was watching them one time. They scored a goal at Manchester City where I'm seeing them do Cafu, Roberto Carlos stuff. One side to the other. They're gone. And now they've only got Van Dijk and a half-fit Alisson. I say the foundation's gone. Liverpool,
you make a good point. But you know what it is? With teams that work on, that start with defence. Look, Arteta's done it and dominating, yeah? Mm. But people call you boring. And then Pep came and done this attack thing and everyone wanted to do attack and forgot about defence. And Arteta just sneaked in there and said, you know what? Back to basics. But people, just like Mourinho's team, which definitely wasn't bait boring, they're calling Arsenal. Even yesterday with a few, I heard the commentator saying it. And I was like, oh, you're into the narrative here. Where
Gary said it to Cecil when he came out of the ground.
He went, it only looks like Arsenal can score from a set piece here. And I'm like, do you know they're mashing them up? Every time Odegaard gets it here, they're nearly getting it. In fact, they got in, but they just didn't do that final cross perfect, but they were mashing them up. So I'm like, how does it look like the only way that they're going to concede is from a set piece? It's because that narrative's on, you know what I mean? So I think if you do go build from defence, which I would always, as a manager, I'm doing it on my Football Manager now, you get called boring.
So Chelsea, Dan, when's the last time you lot kept a clean sheet?
January in the Premier League.
So you basically got Liverpool problems?
No. Okay. We don't play football anymore. We play basketball. We go, you go. We are the new PSG.
Bundesliga style.
This is what we're on. You want us? For now, we'll just score more than you. We'll figure it out later. We'll figure out how to
machine
kind of,
for machine.
That's it. That's all we're going
to
do.
Will you be able to, be realistic here, will you be able to do that to Arsenal?
We won't be able to do it any other way. But do you know what? Let me give Xabi Alonso more credit because he's definitely more adaptable than we think. He's not going to try and play like that. But that was a good... I was at the bridge, yeah? That didn't feel like we had 25% possession.
It's mad, that.
It didn't feel like
what
it.
What did you say? What?
Yeah, it didn't feel like we had 25% possession. We only played something like 150 passes. That's the lowest possession we've ever had.
Now he's
mocking it. He's mocking it.
If Arteta did that, bro, but you know how he'd be spoken
however,
about.
We won the match and we looked we like, won. We always looked like we were going to
win.
When
you was
match.
On the ball, you made it count.
No, we made, I remember Conte doing this, yeah, and he almost made you having the ball a bit of a chore. You know, like when you're just doing that thing. Chelsea are always having 70% possession. Yeah. And it's annoying. Just right back round to, you're just probing, and then they break on you. You just got a Langer just darting down the, like, you know what I'm saying? What's the point? And he decided we've got Morgan Rodgers, João Pedro, who does donkey work,
unbelievable.
You know?
He's best unbelievable,
in
you know?
Yeah, best player so in the league. We've got that. So what are we doing forcing teams into a low block? You want to come play against us? Come play. Let's go machine for machine. And that's what we're doing. And we just got more bullets right now. And Arsenal won't allow that kind of game.
Don't give Arsenal 75% of possession. Don't do that. You can do it with Brighton. And even with Brighton, it was 4-3.
The thing is, yeah.
It was 4-3.
Do you know who your defence usually does have a problem with? And it is João Pedro. Because he finds a way. I don't know how he does it. It don't matter if the ball's coming long. He's there before Gabriel. And Gabriel's always giving away a foul. And João Pedro's always getting loose change out of him. Chelsea played well against Arsenal. We ain't been able to beat you lot. But we always play well. And you lot know when you play against us, you're not going to have it your way. It's not how the game goes.
I see your performances as like standout performances for you lot amongst the games that you've been around. So you don't really play that well. I wouldn't go, that's a standout performance. Like last season, it was what, the 1-1 and you got a man sent off or whatever. And then you started doing this. Like it was a terrible.
We were on you. We don't let you play your normal game against Chelsea. True. That's the fact.
But you play more like Aston Villa. You don't go and play us and I go, oh my God, you lot played well. When's the last time Chelsea beat Arsenal?
6 years or something like that.
I think it might be seven years ago. So you don't really play well against. They don't beat us, bro.
But I remember it was none. Time. They couldn't get a win against us for decades.
Now we've got Gabriel.
But anyway, it looks like now, for me, this is a two-horse race, this league. Yeah? Between Chelsea and Arsenal.
What?
Arsenal,
you don't think you're a horse? You're a donkey, fam.
I think Chelsea in the league, yeah.
You said Chelsea in it.
That's to be.
Just hold up.
You're a Ferrari.
And by the way, let me just say this, yeah? You see these two games we just played? I take indicators just based on history, yeah? We've lost to Brighton 3 times on the bounce, yeah? They do us every single time.
We beat Brighton.
Mm-hmm. And then same with Fulham. Fulham nip points off us all the time. We've won 2 games and we're making our mistakes whilst winning games. So like we're identifying what's that? Sanchez moving all stinky, off you go. Martinez coming. That should buy us 10 points.
Don't remember what Young Fug said, you know? Horses don't stop, they keep going. You can lose your life if you don't keep going. So I'm saying to you, you lot will stop going. Eventually at some point, get into December, Young Fug will be right. You are not getting anywhere near the league.
One game a week, just trust me. Yeah. Just trust me on this. I've seen this enough. I know you lot have won the league. I know you're overexcited.
One second.
I know what's happening.
How many teams have won the league like that, please?
Like what?
One game a week.
Chelsea.
A lot. Chelsea did it.
So, but how many teams?
Leicester did it.
So 2 teams. How long has the league been going on for?
Well, how many different teams have won the Premier League? Yeah.
My whole point is the case study that everyone says is like one game. There's not that many studies that say that wins you the league. So I don't even know why everyone falls into that.
I said it's an advantage. Of course it's an advantage. That will help us win the league.
Not for you, look.
By the way, seeing Cole Palmer back, because he's truly back, man. That's match winning there. You had your keeper match winning. You had João Pedro match winning. You had Morgan Rogers match winning or match setting up. Like, he's just assisting for fun. I'm like, yo.
We play Gusto centre mid, bro. In a two-man midfield.
You're bringing on people.
Just
like,
allow us. Yeah, let us concede a bit until Caicedo's back. To
yeah. People forgetting that you're missing your best defensive player.
He doesn't like Arsenal.
Me.
He doesn't like Arsenal.
What?
I watched that the Chelsea-Brighton game. They conceded 3 goals. It could have been more. Gross was incredible. I watched Arsenal. Aston Villa didn't even smell Raya's boots, fam. And the way we spoke about Arsenal in comparison to the way
Champions,
we spoke about
Champions, Chelsea finished back, bro.
That's the tax.
But
we're excited to watch.
Even in the same conversation anyway. So it's like,
you lot are very defensive. Defense is the wrong word. What's it? Because everything you've said, it's like, oh, if it was Chelsea. Like every topic we've gone on, you said Liverpool if it was Arsenal. Man United if it was Arsenal. Chelsea if, like, no one cares. You lot are here. You lot set the bar. You lot told us how good you are. You lot have gone and proved it.
That's it. I wanted to
so
talk
just
about
take what comes with being the champions.
You know, it is though. Sometimes we're giving them ammo to talk about things that we don't even need to talk about.
We've gone from this chat to us all season, John.
Yeah.
Yeah? We've come back now. What more could you ask for, bro? Two games, 2 wins, clean sheet, haven't conceded a goal. But it's not directed at you, Steve. It's just as a frustrated Arsenal fan base, we were told, no Saliba, no this, no that. All these things are going to happen to you.
Set pieces.
Yeah, set pieces. We turned up. We're still doing well.
But you know what, though? What Steve was saying is not wrong. We are here. So why are we comparing us to people that are here?
And you lot are moving like you're playing well.
Wait, Lippy, and last week, by the way, when Arsenal came in and everyone was saying to them, oh, it's only Coventry, bruv, I said, no. I'm you can still see you can still see with the eye test how sharp they look. They're on it. Like, so, but I just didn't understand why when other teams are getting mentioned, you are saying...
No, because again, you said we're champions. Last year when we wasn't champions, we did those things and we were absolutely slaughtered for it. When I sat
You nearly
here,
bottled it again, you know?
I sat here saying it's going to be fine.
He doesn't like us.
We're going to do... Yeah, nah, no, one likes did. Us. No one likes us. Anyway, it's as simple as that. No one likes us. It is what it is.
See, before you lot move on, what's going to go on with... what's his name? Estabao.
He's gonna keep coming off the bench. He's not ready yet.
He's gonna cut soon.
100%.
He that is what I don't understand this.
Who's gonna take him?
See Brazil how they rate him, how highly he's rated. He can't just be.
They don't rate him that high. They do.
Don't even start.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't get a minute.
They rate Brazil, him. Brazil. Yeah, rate
they got a new one coming from the same team.
What is he just gonna just be a bench player
for now?
That's not gonna work.
The way we play with the two tens, he's not better than Cole Palmer out there. No, he has
exactly.
to though. He has
so
to prove
he's
himself.
How's he gonna
not
prove?
Yet, not yet, but
he's gonna have to cut.
He's gonna
he's
have
got
to.
1 year, 18 months left.
18.
Max.
Yeah.
So what, is Cole Palmer gonna cut? Never. So he's gone, man.
He has to cut, innit?
Yeah, he's gone, man.
It's a squad game now, man. You have to play everyone.
Not this season. Not one game.
He's
a week.
But I'll be honest.
But he's not ready.
And
yet.
I was his biggest fan. I watch a lot of them Brazilian youngsters coming through, and with him, I was like, "Oh, this one's a real one." Although they've got another 16-year-old,
got next one.
They've got another one coming, right? But with him, he's come over here. Nah, he's not ready yet. You watch him, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Teach us.
No, you're the one that watches
good,
him every
but
week.
Do you know what he is? He's still a little bit baggy.
I couldn't see the Dortmund loan before the Barca move.
Maybe not Barca, but you know what it is.
Stay in the Prem.
He'll be a top player, but I think to be a top player at a top club, it's the consistency of how many times do you do the right thing? How many times? You see what I'm saying?
But his talent's high.
His
ceiling based upon not YouTube, what he's done in a Chelsea shirt, the good moments he's had.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're like...
That Barca game is crazy.
He's going a
crazy.
Bit...
He
a
can
bit
always
nuts.
Give you that. But you know, sometimes if you need... You can't trust him now. I don't want him to start against Arsenal, for example. I can't trust him yet.
I think he could be a confidence player, though, isn't it? He's young.
No, but he's also immature. And you know what they say? Young. You've wasted on the young. Like, he's not ready yet. Couple years.
I hear that saying, yeah, but then it gets to a point when do you become experienced? You need to play matches to become experienced.
Yeah, but he's 18 or 19.
Yeah, I hear that, but he's still got to play matches, even if it's alone.
This is the modern day. They can't afford to say, you know what, we're going to keep playing him and he keeps making us drop points. It's what it is. We've got a better player in that position. If he comes in and says, and one a half does well, we give him the start, kills it, and earns himself in, then fair enough.
You see, if I'm a manager of a team, I'm playing my best team every week.
And have to, because his manager's lines on the job.
My job isn't to worry about your development. My job is to get this team 3 points.
And by the way, Palmer not going to the World Cup, done him very, very good. He looks incredible.
Before you lot cut as well, you see Martinez, Chelsea need to start looking for their goalie next.
We've got him already. Goalkeeper. Henders.
We don't think Martinez is it.
No, he is.
He's got one more match.
18-2.
Some of my favourite keepers ever, got better from 35 onwards.
Yeah, no, that's not him.
Or even 28, 29.
He's on the same trajectory for me as Alisson.
He's just slightly less.
And he's just a good keeper.
There's no good young keepers.
Anyway, that's a whole number.
Nah, young keepers.
Raya's the best keeper for the league.
As long as we know.
Can't get in the Spanish team though.
Yeah. Happens.
Doesn't matter, man. Golden glove. But anyway, we wrap the show.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Scorcher, for coming down. I hope.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Scorcher, my brother. I'm sure you will be back here frustrated talking about Tottenham. You ain't ever been happy about Tottenham.
Bro, it's been a rough 2 years, bro.
I hear it, man.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, man, remember to hype, comment,
subscribe.
And subscribe, my people. Love. Yeah.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.